gets me in like good spirits. I need it.
Kicks 96.9.
Okay, let's get started. You'll have to bear with me. I'm still a little fuzzy.
So, what do you want to do?
You're going to have an amazing, amazing time.
This could be the best thing that's ever happened to us.
No.
I'm actually kind of ready to party right now.
Let's go wild.
Now you're talking.
It's the Kicks Morning Show. JP, Coriel, Huskerdick. Good morning. Welcome to Monday, the final Monday of August.
Whoa.
How does that hit you?
That is, hopefully it means it's going to cool off here soon. And life
yeah.
is good.
No, it was, luckily enough, yesterday was a little bit better, but it's still kind of sticky.
Woo! Yeah, it's going to be pretty nice today as long as the rain holds off.
Hey, good morning. How you doing, Husker Nick?
I'm good, man. I think I'm finally over the football game.
Yeah.
Sunday, I was like sluggish as heck because I was just like, man.
Right.
Bummer. But yeah, no, I'm good.
Good.
How are you?
I didn't have any time to be sluggish at all because we had just stuff after stuff after stuff this whole weekend.
That's fun.
Yeah, we had a great time. Salt Creek Summer Jam was Saturday night. That's a good way to take your mind off of the football game, was to be able to party with James Lee Band and Shooter Jacks and Luke Mills, who were all amazing. And then Zambriggs came in from Texas and did a bunch of great live music, too. So
nice.
Had youth football on Sunday, which went okay. And then a little bit of golf yesterday, too. And I went over there Pioneers. So I just tried to squeeze
Boy, you packed
in.
It in this weekend.
Yeah, I did. Because like the next couple of weekends, it's going to be Husker football and Husker soccer and just and concerts.
Yeah, just busy.
No time. We got no time. Got all the things to get done.
That's funny. I don't know. I'm sure we'll talk Husker football later in the show and get some thoughts from people. But yeah, boy. It was rough. It was nice, though. I will tell you, it was nice having my wife's family over. They all came over to hang out and watch the game, which was nice. And
nice.
All the little kids were just fired up to watch football. So
that's
cool,
though.
Yeah, yeah.
Even without a win, it was still pretty cool to have them all cheering for the Huskers. That's a good thing.
Yes. Yes, it was.
Let's get things going.
Coming up next. Go! This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Today, it's a Make It Right Monday. We'll have that at 7:20. We'll have your chance to win your way to the Husker football game. Every home game, we've got your hookup for tickets with Husker Homers. That'll come up here throughout the day and this week leading up to the big game on Saturday. We'll get what you do on purpose that you know is going to make your significant other mad and a bunch more coming up.
Wake up with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Gonna be a good day.
Country mornings are the best.
Kicks 96.9.
As proven by our show, dating is weird.
Yeah, it's not. I don't think it's an easy thing.
No.
Anymore. I feel bad for people that have to go through that.
It's almost like there's too much stuff for people to do compared to like back when, I mean, the internet and all these internet dating sites and all this other stuff was around, because now it's almost like there's so many other mistakes people make other than just like sending a note to somebody saying, hey, would you like to go out? To the point where now there's a new dating trend. It's called roaching. It's a new term where you find out someone's cheating on you with a ton of other people.
Oh, boy.
So cheating with one or two people doesn't count. It has to be more than that. So there are a serial cheater who has been seeing a bunch of people behind your back. It's called roaching because of that gross feeling you get when you turn on the lights in a room and see all the roaches scatter. So the people they're cheating with are the roaches, not the person you're dating, which seems a little unfair, but that's the terminology that's out right now.
Jeez.
And then there's a guy in St. Louis. When you tried all the different dating sites, spent countless hours trying to make connections, and you end up with zero dates, you always can start your own dating website featuring just you. That's what Colin O'Brien did. He's 29, and he struck out on all the dating apps, and he was drained because he was exhausted trying to be funny and unique and stand out amongst all these other single guys. So he started his own website called datecolinobrien.com.
Nice.
And so 10 days ago, he posted on a Facebook group called Dating Ideas and Things to Do in St. Louis. The site is very elaborate. He sells merch with himself on it. There's a bio filled with honest information like his height, weight, tax bracket, the COVID vaccination he got, his Zodiac sign, his Harry Potter house, and his pros and cons. The pros include his sense of humor, his love of tennis, and his good regular hygiene. So some good points.
Yeah.
And then
got hygiene, that's good.
Yeah. The cons include needs to be liked by everyone, bad at tennis, not particularly stylish, and a crippling fear of medical procedures.
Is this working for him? Do we find out if this is working?
He has already gotten nearly 200 eligible women and has had 13 dates.
Oh, no, he's about to roach all of them, isn't he?
not if you go one at a time. And you just, if you go through them and you don't collect them all and try to roach on them, then maybe you won't
don't collect them all. What are these Pokemon cards?
It kind of does feel like that.
What are we talking about?
I've got them all lined up. I can collect all 13 of them and keep dating all 13 of them.
Gotta collect them all. Oh boy,
that's a lot to keep track of. I mean, one person's hard enough to keep track of, but like 13.
Yeah, it sounds like he's setting himself up for just disaster.
As long as it's all about scheduling and keeping your calendar clean, and making sure you like color code the dates and all that, so you know who you're dating, who you're going out with.
Yeah,
he might be able to pull it off, but we'll see what happens. If you want to date Colin O'Brien, it's datecolinobrien.com. In just a few of the weird things that go on when it comes to dating nowadays.
Coming up
next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On the way, we'll get you the nitty-gritty for Music City. Some good things to start the day, too. If you got a good thing, let us know on Facebook or Twitter, KX969.
Kix Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Start my day off on the right stuff.
Yeah, it makes me get pumped.
Brightens up your day.
Kix 96.9.
Waves on waves of number one hits. How Tim is sober thanks to Faith and the comeback from the Zac Brown Band.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Check this out. Coriel has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Coriel's out for one more day, so I'll get you the nitty. Luke Bryan has himself another number one song with in country music with Waves. One of the writers of the song, Ryan Hurd, celebrated the news on social media Sunday, right, and woke up this morning as a writer of a number one song in the country. Thank you, Luke Bryan, and the whole team for making it a hit. How many number one hits do you think he's got now, Nick?
Who's that? Luke?
Luke Bryan.
Okay. Or Ryan Hurd. All right. Luke Bryan. I love the 10.
27.
Jeez Louise.
So he's doing well for himself. And now Ryan Hurd has got himself a number one hit, which is a cool thing. As previously said earlier this year, Zac Brown Band teased that the new album is going to be the best album they've ever made. And now here are the details about it. The album's called The Comeback. It's set to drop October 15th, featuring 15 songs, including the latest single, Same Boat, as well as previously released Stubborn Pride with Marcus King. Also guest starring on the record is jazz vocalist Gregory Porter on the song Closer to Heaven, and a whole bunch of other songs. Look for that out October 15th. Tim McGraw has now been sober since 2008, and in a new Esquire magazine interview, he explains how his wife, Faith, helped him change his life during the struggle with alcohol. He says, I remember a moment when I was getting out of bed and going to the liquor cabinet and taking a big shot at 8 in the morning and thinking, I have to wake the kids up, he shared, talking about his daughters, Gracie, Maggie, and Audrey. He also added that I went straight to my wife and said, this is where I'm at. I'm scared. And it was one simple thing that Faith did that helped Tim get right. He notes, she just grabbed me and hugged me and said, let's change your life. And they did. And he's doing great since 2008.
Good for him.
Coming up, we've got some big shows your way on Thursday. Brantley Gilbert with newcomer Tyler Braden will be at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. We'll have a pre-party down there in the rail yard from 5 to 7. And then we'll have Randy Houser, Kaylee Hammack, and Zach Miller at Stir Cove on Saturday after Husker football gets done. And they wrap up beating Fordham, hopefully. That's the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm JP, and for Coriel, it's Kix.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. You're listening to JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Waking you up every morning.
On Lincoln's Kix,
96.9. Tell me something good.
Let's get you around to good things. If you've got one, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. I'll get the one Coriel told me to post.
Uh-oh.
And then I'll get you, and then I'll get my good thing.
Nice.
She wanted to make sure everybody knew about it's the season for Husker sports, and volunteers are needed. Kind of like with the Garth Brooks show, the American Red Cross is looking for volunteers. First aid services teams, basic first aid, CPR, AED, and bloodborne pathogen certification is required to join. But there's a lot of opportunities to get in for Husker sports for free and be able to give back a little bit. So if you'd like to volunteer and be a part of the American Red Cross, Todd and Henry and the crew over there, they are some of the best people out there, and they're just working as hard as they can to make sure all of us are safe and healthy and good to go at events. So if you'd like to join that team and get some volunteer hours and also get into some Husker sports, do that. It's on the Kix Morning Show Facebook page, by the way, if you'd like to get more details about that. Husker Nick, your good thing.
My good thing, it was cool this weekend to see all the photos and all the comments and just everyone on social media. And I know, like, in around the neighborhood, people just getting together for the football game at their house. I know it didn't turn out the way we wanted. We'll talk about it a little later in the show.
Yeah.
But just, like, one of the cool things that I love about living in this state and living around here is during football season, how everybody gets together and has a good time. And, you know, it's such a bonding experience for the state.
Right.
And, like, my daughter, she's 3. So this is really the first time in her life that we've really been able to have, you know, the family over and do a cookout, and she could see what a game day feels like, you know?
Yeah.
And it was just neat because she was just running around the house screaming, "Go Big Red." The game gets over and we lose, and all the uncles are downstairs with me, and they're just like, "Eh." And Bailey comes running down in her little Husker jersey, and she's just like yelling, "Go Big Red." And we all just started laughing because she doesn't know that we lost. She's just happy that we're having a party around something. And she thought it was super neat because we had cookies and all sorts of stuff.
There's people here.
So, yeah. So, like, I would say on a Monday, my good thing will be to remind everybody that while the team did not win, and I know we're all frustrated, and I'm sure most people felt hungover on Sunday emotionally from the game,
right,
you did get an opportunity to hang out with friends and family and do all that again, so that was nice.
Yeah, no kidding. I agree. Tell me something good. I got a couple for you. First, the Husker soccer team, which I'm excited to be a part of, they won 2 out of 3 on the road, went to double overtime in a loss to Oklahoma yesterday. They'll be playing against UNO on Thursday, and tickets are super cheap at Hibbert Stadium. I'll be out there for that. And then Sunday, they take on Loyola Chicago. So they're starting out the season 3-1, which is a very good thing. And then also a shout-out to all of the folks involved with Lincoln Youth Football. Yesterday was the first big day for all the games, from rookies all the way up to A-team. And to all the coaches and parents and volunteers and the folks that run Lincoln Youth Football, it went on without a hitch. It was a good time to be had by all, and good to play football again and get back at it. So just a few good things to start your day.
Coming up. Next with the JP Coriel and Husker Nick
Show. If I can mention really quick, as long as the weather holds off, at Holmes Lake North at 6:30 today, the citywide, it's an all-star game for the, like, local softball players. Like, they got voted in by different people, whatever. And then there's a home run derby, which will be really fun. And there'll be some former Huskers out there that are playing in this thing. I'm playing in it. Which is nice, second year in a row.
Yeah.
And the home run derby should be fun. I'm hoping your boy can hold it down for the show and at least finish in the top 3. There'll probably be like 20 people in this thing. But
that's awesome.
Yeah, tonight at 6:30 at if you're bored, at Holmes North on that field, it'll be a really good time. There'll be a lot of people representing. So our Slim Chickens team has 7 players in it. So
wow.
Should be cool.
Yeah. That's
Kix Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
That puts us in a great mood.
Yeah, brightens up your day.
Country mornings are the best.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
It's time for another good idea, bad idea.
All right, tell me what you think of this, Husker Nick, if this is tacky or totally fair.
Okay.
So a couple from Chicago named Doug and Deidre Simmons recently had a destination wedding in Jamaica. And one of the couples who RSVP didn't show up, so Doug and Deidre charged them for not showing. They said the couple told them 4 different times they were coming and never called to cancel. So they sent this couple an invoice for $240, $120 for each seat at the reception that they left empty.
man.
Is this tacky or is this totally fair for them to do something like this?
I think it's tacky because it's kind of what it is. The people who didn't show up, though, like, they should definitely feel ashamed for not letting them know they wouldn't be there.
4 different times they said they were coming to this event.
But, like, you know how it is. Like, you invite people and you know some people will be no-shows even though they said they'd be there.
Right.
You know, and it just kind of is, it's the crappy reality of when you're planning one of these events that you're going to buy food and seats for people that won't be there. But I promise you, other people probably showed up that weren't going to be there, that it offset. So I think it's all right.
So as always, the reactions online were mixed. Some people say it's totally fair to charge them since the bride and groom had to pay up front for them to be there. Others, people are thinking it's petty. Doug and Dudger said it's not about the money for them. They just think it's disrespectful. And so, therefore, they did this, and now they're asking for
people to react. We're going to teach you a lesson.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I get it if it's, like, local. Like you're going to, say, I don't know, one of the banquet halls in town, and you know so-and-so's got signed up for them plus one, and you're going to eat that meal, basically. You're just, like you said, you're just going to count on that one may or may not be happening. But, like, to go to Jamaica, and you're expecting them to be there. And the fact that
they're lucky they didn't charge them. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, the fact that it's in Jamaica is insane that they would hold them as accountable to this as they did. Not to mention, you'd know ahead of time, like, or at least they would know ahead of time because they wouldn't have their tickets ready yet or their, you know what I mean? Like their flights and stuff. So, yeah, I don't know, man. This is a goofy one.
I'm going to post it on online and see what people's reactions are. If you think it's tacky or totally normal to ask somebody to pay back some of the money that would have been spent to bring them to Jamaica and have them be a part of the reception. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, in this day and age, it's hard to keep track of cash and keeping track and keeping making money and be able to have some fun and do your wedding the right way. So I guess maybe a little bit of me says, yeah, no, go ahead and charge them for it and see if they'll pay it. If they don't, I mean, are you going to take them to claims court? Is that
probably
how it works?
If you took the time to do that, probably.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see what happens with Doug and Deidre. We'll keep you guys posted.
Coming up next.
Go!
This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Coming up, we'll get you updated on what everybody's talking about this morning with What's Trending. And then an issue between Randy and Mark coming up with Make It Right Monday.
Country mornings are the best.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick. Mornings.
Yeah.
On Kix 96.9.
Check this out.
Here's what's trending
online now.
Ooh, it's going down.
Right here on Kix 96.9.
Three.
Well, first of all, there's a hurricane that's continuing to give all kinds of trouble to Louisiana and Mississippi. Hurricane Ida may have been downgraded to a Category 1, but is spreading all kinds of devastation and the threat of death as it sweeps north across southeastern Louisiana. So a power is out for all of New Orleans and surrounding communities to the tune of more than 1 million people. Weren't you saying off the air, Husker Nick, this is worse than Katrina?
Yeah, so when it made landfall, and it made landfall on the same day 16 years earlier that Katrina ravaged Louisiana and Mississippi, it had 150-mile-an-hour winds, which tied it for the fifth strongest hurricane to ever hit the mainland. And it was so strong that when it went into the mouth of the Mississippi, it reversed the flow and it pushed all the water up into Louisiana, New Orleans, all that. So I definitely keep an eye out on, you know, I feel horrible for the people that live down there. I went down a year after Katrina, down in New Orleans, and, like, I'll be honest with you, I've never seen anything like that. Huh. And it was a year later. And I also, a year after it happened, I went to where the towers were, you know, in New York with 9/11. And, like, that was it was incredible looking at the devastation that was there. But to go down to New Orleans, even a year afterwards, and, like, the stain of water that was up on buildings, I mean, it was unimaginable, I'll be honest with you. So I hope everybody down there is okay.
Yeah, I do too. We have some friends of the show. Bryce Brandt is one of the many folks that helped put on the Salt Creek Summer Jam event. He actually was shipped down with volunteer firefighters and rescue people to go down and help down there. So the best of luck to Bryce and everybody that's down there helping out the best way they can.
If you get the tattoo,
I'm not scared. Run it back.
If you get the tattoo, I love Jake Paul. Let's run it back.
Bet. Let's go.
So, despite accusations of the fight being rigged, YouTuber turned boxer Jake Paul showed off his skills and beat former MMA star Tyron Woodley in an 8-round boxing bout in Cleveland. And that was after the fight where Tyron actually asked for a rematch right away. And he said, oh, yeah, sure, if you get a tattoo of I Love Jake Paul on my on your body somewhere. So
from what I hear, ridiculous. I had a buddy who got the fight, and he texts me afterwards, and he's like, this is the worst thing I've ever seen.
Like, is it just absolutely ridiculous?
Apparently, it was just a bunch of Paul running away from Woodley the whole time, and then they gave the split decision to Paul. Sounds rigged to me.
It does sound pretty rigged. So maybe don't buy the pay-per-view next time around. No. Don't give him any more money.
I credit these guys. They're making finding money. Ways to make money off of all of us.
One! So, of course, we get Husker football for a home game coming up this Saturday. They'll be taking on Fordham. Kickoff is set for 11 a.m. We'll be down with our pre-party in the rail yard. Absolutely free for you to come join us down there starting at 9 a.m. We'll have music, drinks, food, and fun powered by Woods Brothers Realty, plus prizes from the Nebraska Lottery and Bud Light, and some kick swag for you, too. We'll be down there for that before the game. If you're planning on going to the game in accordance with the directed health measures, they're going to try to reinstitute. They have reinstituted the face covering mask mandate for all indoor spaces and athletic venues. Memorial Stadium, as of right now, they're encouraging fans to wear appropriate face coverings when on campus property. So we'll see how that goes and what that'll look like on Saturday if you're going to the game. So just be prepared for that. Of course, the clear bag policy is always in play. And it's good to remind people of the clear bag policy, because at the end of the spring game, some friends of ours were throwing something away in a trash can just outside one of the gates. And looked in there, and there was a Versace bag.
Oh, no.
Like a brand new purse that somebody put in the trash because they couldn't take it into the stadium.
Oops.
So maybe don't bring your really expensive giant purses with you.
Yeah.
And pocket knives, too, because you've unfortunately had to deal with that with PBA and some other places.
I forgot to take my pocket knife out of my pocket, and then they're like, throw that thing away. And I was like, it's $100.
So if you've got any of those kinds of things, leave those at home. Join us in the rail yard, and we'll get you kicked off with Husker football. We'll even have your chance to win free tickets coming up throughout the week. That's what's trending.
Coming up
next
with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
It's a Make a Ride Monday. We'll do our best to make a ride between roommates.
You messed up. Everything. JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick are here to help. It's Make It Right Monday on Kix 96.9.
Mark needs help to apologize to his roommates. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, how are you?
Not too bad, buddy. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good.
So, what'd you do to your roommate?
Oh, man. I feel terrible.
You sound like you feel terrible. You're laughing about it.
Yeah,
I definitely need to apologize to my roommate, Randy.
Okay.
So here's what happened. She brought a boy over, a guy, like, for a first date. It was real relaxed. You know, they didn't want to go out or anything. She just wanted to have him over to the house.
Oh, and, nice.
Your roommate's name is Randy?
Your
roommate's name is Randy, and she's a girl?
Correct, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, I love that name for a female.
Oh. See, Coriel's with her boyfriend, Jackson. She's looking for baby names eventually.
Well, I'm just saying, I love unique names like that. I like
that is a good name.
Yeah, I like that. Okay, sorry, keep going.
Carry on. So Randy had a boy over.
No, yeah, and it was really, like, chill. It was very relaxed. We just, like, hung out in the backyard, grilled up some burgers, had some beers.
Oh, heck yeah.
And then we go back inside, and we're just hanging out, and we watched a movie, the three of us. And it was cool. Like, she had no problem me hanging out with them. I felt bad. I was like, do you want me to go? And she's like, no, hang.
Oh,
very relaxed.
Okay, and so she was really kind of cool. Using you as a little bit of a buffer.
I think so, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So. Yeah, or they're just, like, homies. No, I mean,
yeah, that too. Yeah, you can hang out.
And it's probably, like, a safety thing.
And you didn't feel like a third wheel at all?
I mean, if it was anywhere else but the comfort of my own house, not really.
Right, you know, right.
It was fine.
Right.
Okay, all right. Continue on.
So, yeah, and I thought things were going well. You know, I asked her earlier, but you know, when we were kind of transitioning back into the house to just relax, I asked her how she was, you know, liking him. She said she was into him and everything, so I was sure she was going to ask him to stay the night.
Oh, okay.
And then after the movie, like, instantly, she just, like, says, okay, time to go, and, like, basically kicks him out. And I was like,
whoa!
Savage.
Yeah. Oh.
Wait, that's super weird.
She's like, there's the door.
Yeah.
Why, though?
After he left, I asked her, and she said, did you not smell that? And I was like, what?
Oh, no, like, did he fart?
No, she said his feet stunk so bad.
That is a unique smell that's almost worse than tears.
Yeah. It's true.
It just hangs out.
It does not leave.
Okay, but here, guys, here lies the rub. Okay. Those were my feet that stunk.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That makes sense because you're nose blind because it's your feet.
Had no idea exactly. Oh, I had worked that day, and you know, like, we were out in the backyard and then inside, and I hadn't showered yet, and I couldn't tell her. I did not have the heart to tell her. I felt so bad. I was so ashamed.
So what,
like,
did
immediately
you...
I was like, oh, that sucks, and I showered and went to bed. Oh, my
God. You dipped out like, oh man, that's terrible. Wow. We'll see later.
So did you realize it was your feet when you, like, got into shower or whatever, like, because your clothes or what?
As soon as she said it, like, I thought maybe something was up, because I know I can, you know, if I go a whole day while being active, I know I can get some pretty stinky.
And you're like,
yeah, I went into the bathroom and smelled my socks, and I almost passed out.
Okay. I suffer from stanky feet, and so does my son.
I don't wear socks. So.
I get some stanky feet. No. You don't wear socks?
I'm not wearing them right now.
Oh, my God.
I have to wear socks in certain shoes, otherwise I will get
workout shoes
tossed out, because it's like, no. we're going to throw these away because they smell so bad. Yeah. Wow.
Okay, so you...
So everybody got comfortable to watch the movie, took off some shoes, and then
your feet
yikes. Fermented the room.
Sounds like you need to apologize to...
Fremunda happened in there.
Yeah, literally.
So you want us to call up and help you apologize to your roommate, huh?
I think you need to apologize to the date, too. Yeah. You kind of... You're kind of the reason why that flopped for him.
No kidding.
No, I'm kidding. We'll smooth it over for you and Randy.
All right, well, we'll give her a call and see if we can get her on the phone, and we'll do our best to smooth it over with your roomie, and then I might have an idea to help make it right even better. All right,
what, lifetime supply to odor eaters?
No, I appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll get you some of that special spray that's
that
out there.
Fogger.
We'll call Randy next.
Coming up next, go next with the JP Coriel and Husker Nick show.
How would you react if your roommate's the one who screwed up your date because of their stanky feet?
We got this funny tweet from Vance on Twitter, KZKX969. Okay. He says, tell that man wool socks helped me tremendously. Ask the wife at Demi. She'll say it saved our relationship.
Oh, wow.
Vance and Demi, they're very, very, very funny, but I can definitely picture her being like, you need to figure this out.
This is ridiculous.
Hey, wool socks.
Nice.
Hey, yeah, you messed up. Everything was wrong. And JP, Corey, Ellen, Husker Nick are here to help. Make it right. It's Make It Right Monday on Kix 96.9.
All right, I'm going to, just because I was doing a little bit of off air with Corey, I'm going to try this because some people will know this TV theme song from like the 80s.
Okay.
It's a TV show called Soap. And so they'd come on every episode and do. When you last joined us, Mark was on the show, and he needs to apologize to his roommate, Brandy. Apparently, Randy brought over a boy to have a date at their place. They had burgers and drinks and watched a movie, and they hung out for a little bit, and then Randy was planning on having the boy sleep over, but she promptly asked him to leave at the end of the movie. Mark didn't know what the deal was, and she says, no, did you smell his feet? That was disgusting. He took his shoes off. We're watching the movie, and all I could smell were his feet. Mark.
Is this music from that TV show?
Yeah, it's from
that
TV show.
Oh, see, I don't recognize it.
So you have to Google Soap when you get a chance.
Okay.
But anyway, she says the smell was unbearable. But Mark says, no, that really wasn't her date. It was absolutely me. I hadn't taken a shower since getting off of work. And I put my shoes out on the back deck.
Oh.
How she didn't see the shoes, I don't know.
He's got them tainted toes.
And so he wants us to help make it right by his roommate, Randy. All right, so Mark, we've got Randy on hold. She has no idea why we're calling, but she's sitting there, and we are ready to do this. Are you ready to apologize?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, cool. Hey, good morning, Randy.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Hey, thanks for holding.
It's the Kix Morning Show. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
We're good.
You
first
sound
of all,
nervous.
Yeah, don't be nervous.
Yeah, no, we're fine.
Coriel's fine.
Okay.
Coriel really likes your name, by the way.
I do. I love your name. Oh,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Is it with an I or a Y?
With an I.
Very
yeah,
cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's a cool name.
Cool, cool, cool.
Well, the reason we're buttering you up a little bit is because we have someone who would like to make it right by you.
Okay.
With something that they did. We do a segment called Make It Right Monday, where we are going to help them apologize, and then we've got an opportunity to try to make it right for you if you accept the apology. That's the big part
of
it.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
You recently missed out on something because of this person, and they didn't mean to.
And they feel really bad about it.
But it's their fault.
Are you willing to take their call?
I guess. I still don't know what this is, though.
All right.
But okay.
That's okay.
Well,
Sit tight.
Let's bring on your roommate, Mark. Good morning, Mark, again.
Okay.
Hey, Randy.
Hi.
Hey. How's it going?
Good.
Is it? Mark, you
I don't know. I'm just so freaked out right now. I don't know what's going on.
All right, Mark, why don't you just cut right to the chase, buddy?
All right. All right, so Randy, remember when you had that guy over last week and we were hanging out, having burgers and stuff, and then we watched Netflix, and then you kicked him out because you said his feet stunk really bad?
Yeah, how bad did they smell, Randy?
Yeah, tell us, Randy, what was it like? Tell us the smells.
It was really bad. It was so bad. Like, it just, I was sort of gagging a little bit. I couldn't take it. It was too much.
I can just picture you on the couch, like, inching further and further away.
Yeah, trying to sit next to him, but also trying to inch away at the same time.
Why are you on the armrest?
It was not. It changed the direction of the night, I think.
That is for certain.
Yeah.
Well,
Mark, what happened?
Yeah, Mark.
Well, I have something to admit. Those were my feet. That stunk. You know, I had worked that day. I hadn't showered yet. And I didn't realize it, I guess, until you told me. So I
thought the guy had left.
But I showered.
You suck so bad.
Randy, how Randy were you for that guy until the feet thing happened?
Well, I don't know. I mean, we just, whatever. We just sort of met. We met on an app, and he seemed cool. And, like, we actually have a friend in common. It seemed like it was I don't know. And then at the end of the night, I was like, get out. But it was you. It was you.
I'm so surprised you didn't see my shoes on the porch the next morning.
I didn't even think about it.
I'm wondering, I mean, I guess it makes sense then if you kind of, got wrangled into third wheeling for a little while, then you took a shower. But it's like, how are you going to live with someone and, not know that their feet are putrid?
his feet are so bad, but I don't know, I wasn't all up in his bit, cuddling with him on the couch,
Yeah, that makes sense. So with that being said, are you mad that Mark messed up his love?
Why are we on the radio? Why didn't you? Because at the end of the night, you could have been like, dude, those were my feet. But you didn't. And now, have you been harboring this guilt this whole time?
harboring this guilt.
I've been holding this in for about a week, and I felt bad. I had to do the right thing.
I think this is funny. I think this is
you guys, he's been really nice to me this whole week. It's been a little weird. I didn't know what was up.
You thought maybe he was hitting on you or something?
Now I know.
It's called, your time has come. It's called remorse. Oh, man.
All right, well, Mark wanted us to get you on the phone so he can apologize. Do you accept his apology?
I mean, it's kind of dramatic, I guess. Yeah.
Well, that's the whole idea. Well, so here's the deal. I want to make it right by you, Randy. I have found this, and it works great for me and my son. Adidas has this foot protection spray that's like,
my God.
It's like dropping a bug bomb in your shoes. Oh my God. And I have an extra case of it.
A case. You have a case?
Hey, when you get it, you stock up.
Oh my God.
Buy one, get one free, and you just get them from Amazon and you
go.
So I've got an extra case I'll give to you guys. But on top of that.
Can we do dinner so they can get together again?
I was thinking a little bit bigger than
that. Okay.
Well, okay, we could do dinner and a movie. Maybe Randy wants to try again with this guy and let him know, and maybe he'd be willing to go on another date so we can do dinner.
Yeah, I'm not going to bring Mar, though.
Right, yeah, no. Don't bring Mar.
And you can totally blame me, too.
On top of all of that, so you could try the dinner out with the guy if you want to do that, Randy. Or we're going to have y'all just join us outdoors at the Salt Creek Summer Jam. Coming up in August.
So concert out in Martel, awesome. Salt Creek Summer Jam, or dinner out.
With that guy.
And whatnot. So we'll get your answer. We'll get you set up. But are you feeling a little better with Mark?
Right. You'd be outdoors. If the stanky feet happened, you're already out there.
How about we do Summer Jam, the feet stuff, and then maybe a pizza? Can you handle that?
Yeah. Absolutely. I love that she's
her own lawyer. She's like, look, I'm going for damages.
This isn't a flea market, okay?
I'll buy the pizza.
Okay, there we go. There we go. All right. Well, I'm glad that you guys sound like a lot of fun, and we cannot wait to hang out with you this summer. It sounds like it's going to be a good time.
Okay, we'll take
it. Randy.
So weird. Thank you.
It's super weird, but we appreciate you, Randy. Thank you so much. Mark, thank you, guys.
Yes,
be safe.
Thanks for reaching out.
We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks,
guys.
If you need our help making it right, we're here for you every Monday with Make It Right Monday. Just direct message us on Facebook or Twitter, KX969.
Wake up in the morning. The Kix Morning Show with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Well, we had our first football game.
You said it. The inflection in your voice is exactly right.
It was tough to watch the Huskers go down and lose 30-22, although they came from behind and made it a game at least in the fourth quarter.
They should have never had to.
Yeah, go ahead, Husker. What's your good, bad, and ugly on this whole sucker?
Well, just frustrating because Nebraska loses by 8. They have a turnover on offense that leads to 7 points at the end of the first half, and they miss 2 extra points. That's 9 points.
Yeah.
You know, and then you had a safety. I forgot about that on special teams. It's just frustrating. I thought the defense played really stinking well. They had one drive to start the second half that Illinois kind of took it to them, which everybody has one of those drives in a game. A defense isn't going to play. Even Alabama has that happen. But golly, boy, that offense and special teams. That special teams just needs to be called teams.
Right.
Further notice. Because it ain't special.
Yeah, it was. Why would Cam Taylor-Britt go after that ball?
He's trying to make a play.
He just was trying
and he went against. There's a general rule in football that if that punt is anywhere within the 5-yard line, you let it go.
Yeah.
You know, and that ball was going to land at the 1-inch line and just bounce right in the end zone.
It was dumb luck that one went out of bounds at the 1. I mean, he is, I guess, one of the better punters in the league.
He'll be in the NFL.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, the things you need to know about this, though, as a person who listens to our show, and it stinks because I don't want to see it happen, but, national media is all over this coaching staff, specifically Scott Frost.
Okay.
And all the headlines on ESPN Frost needs this win or he's on the hot seat. And then after the game was over, they're talking about, time is limited for him and all this stuff. I mean, it's a long season. I don't personally like to write off an entire season based off of one game.
Right.
But I could tell you this, it was frustrating because everything that has been happening over the last 3-4 years just continued right into this game, other than the defense played really good. That D-line played great.
They were solid. They were aggressive the entire time, which was very impressive.
But it's just frustrating because, you watch that game, and it felt like a first-year coach at that school, although he's been very successful other places, Brett Bielema, he lost his starting quarterback in the first quarter, and then his backup came in and was 12 of 14 with 2 touchdowns.
Yep.
You know, and was able to run the offense exactly how they needed to. And it felt like that team, game one, had an identity. and were organized and knew what they were doing on offense. And in year four, we were still looking for that.
Right.
And it's not all on the coaching staff.
No.
It's not all on the players. But it's on both of them, you know?
Yeah, we still don't know officially who the running back is. It looked like it was going to be Gabe Irvin Jr. for a while there, but a lot of people got a chance to carry the ball.
Oh, those first two running backs that Nebraska had on the field, they tried hard running the ball, but the problem was is neither one of them could pass protect for the life of them.
Oh, God.
So that's why in the fourth quarter you had Ramir Johnson play out of nowhere. And it's like, well, if he's good enough to be in crunch time when we need not, you know, points, where was he the rest of the game?
Right.
But the thing was is they trusted him on here's what I don't understand, and I'll just be point blank about this.
Okay.
On offense, you have on that roster like 8 4-star wide receivers. And I'm not counting a transfer in Oliver Martin. He's a transfer where he's on his third school. Like, he doesn't count.
Right, okay.
You have all these kids that you've recruited, Betts, you know, all these guys. Yet, every time I looked out there, it was littered with walk-ons playing wide receiver. And I don't understand it, because they weren't getting open. And on the plays where they did get open, their quarterback couldn't find them. Like, it just was, it was crazy. It was, I just don't quite get it. For whatever reason, man, young players walk into this organization and find it have a very hard time cracking the lineup, but walk-ons seem to be able to walk in and just know what to do, and I just don't understand it. It does not make sense to me.
Yeah, it was
Alante Brown. Why he's not seeing the field? I have no freaking idea. It's crazy.
Where was Omar Manning too?
He played. I want to say the fourth most snaps out of receivers,
okay,
which still isn't enough.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll tell you this, though, something that'll be interesting to watch.
Okay.
Like, Martinez has a weekly podcast now on Herdat.
Yeah.
You got other players that are doing that kind of stuff. I'm curious to see what those sound like this week.
Right. After a
you
loss
know,
like that.
Because now they're going to have to, it's like, hey, you're being paid, you know, to be on these things. I want to hear what it sounds like now that the going got tough. You know, it's something interesting.
We shall see.
Well, but hopefully you get these next two wins.
Yeah.
Have a tough game against Oklahoma after that. Get out of this beginning of the year 2-2, and then get back into your conference play and get going and hopefully end up, you know. I would say if you're a fan, we're rooting for 6-6. I think that if you get to 6-6, after watching that first game, you know, you get a bowl game and we can go from there. But,
yeah.
It's a long season, man. These things ebb and flow, especially when you're not like a top tier team.
Right.
You know, this is a team that's still trying to find its footing, unfortunately, after 4 years. So, you know, it's the good news is I think you have a defense that's capable of being a 9-win team. I think you have a 3-win offense. So you average that out, we got your 6 wins.
All right. We'll take on Fordham this Saturday. 11 o'clock kickoff will be down the rail yard for the pregame party at 9 o'clock. You don't want to miss it. We'll have your chance to win free tickets, too.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
In fact, we've got free Husker football tickets coming up in just a few minutes. If you're willing to, well, spill the beans about you picking on your significant other. That and more brought to you by the Nebraska Community Blood Bank.
Country mornings are the best.
In the morning when you open your eyes.
You're waking up with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
On Lincoln's Kicks, 96.9.
The added bonus to the floor technique is set your clothes down in the middle of the floor after you wear them. That way she knows what's clean and what's dirty. Plus, an added bonus to the floor technique is that all your smelly clothes have enough room to air out. If you put them in a small hamper in the closet, they get all jam-packed together and no room for them to breathe. And ooh-wee, that can get stinky. By putting the clothes right here in the middle of the floor, it'll be a friendly reminder for you guys to do laundry. And a great way to keep your significant other happy. Women value a guy who thinks ahead.
Oh, yeah, they do. That's a guy who goes by the name You Betcha on Facebook, TikTok, YouTube.
Oh,
all
he's
over the
so
place.
Funny.
Very
he's
funny
so
guy.
Funny.
Bringing up some super awkward situations that happen between like significant others, specifically his wife, in creating these segments. And how to make your wife happy. That's not a way to make your wife happy.
No, in the video, he talks about how he like walks in the room and he drops his clothes in the middle of the bedroom, his dirty clothes.
Yeah.
And he's just like... You know how to make your wife know that she's appreciated? throw your clothes in the middle of the floor. And then he goes into this whole diatribe. And it's so funny because
justify it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, and it kind of hits home for me because I'm one of those people like, okay, so for example, on Sunday, I knew I was going to be wearing a pair of golf shorts to go, you know, to my great grandma, I guess, in law's 84th birthday.
Oh, nice.
Jess's grandma.
Yeah.
So I laid out a pair of black shorts and a pair of gray shorts on the bed. Then I went off and I was going to take a shower, but I changed my mind. I decided to go to the gym, do some stuff, come back 2 hours later. My shorts are gone. I'm like, where are my shorts? They're laying on the floor in my bathroom. My wife likes to take any clothes that I leave out and just throw them on the floor of the bathroom. She knows that this infuriates me to no end. To no end. Now, I also know that when I throw my clothes on the floor, I'm making her mad, okay?
Right.
So it's this cycle that we do. And like, and when he does that video, it just makes me laugh because there's so many things that married couples do or like people who are dating that they do intentionally to get at each other.
Right.
Like just 100%.
Just to mess with them.
Like right now, I just heard a pair of my socks just go flying down the stairs because I'm downstairs in my house, down the stairs, because they must have been sitting on my shoes by the door, which my wife hates. So, you know, whatever.
If you were to, like, tuck them into your shoes, would she still grab them and throw them at you?
Yeah. Yeah. After 18 years of being together, dude, it's, like, on purpose now at this point.
Just
so, like, I'll walk into the kitchen sometimes when I know she's getting ready in the bathroom. I'll walk into the kitchen, and I'll just open a cupboard and leave it and just walk out because I know that it's going to drive her insane. Like, she's going to come out and see that thing and just be like, Nick, why can't you close these?
Nicholas.
And yes, and it's glorious. And she does all this stuff to me, too. Like,
yeah.
We have just these little things that we do that
it's a game.
Yeah. Yes.
You're a little game that you got going
on. That I lose all the time, 100%.
That's funny. So,
do you do anything to your girlfriend?
Well, that's the thing. Is like I back when I was married, we would do these kinds of things all the time to the point where it got bad. It got really bad at the end. But no, I really can't complain at all. Like we both really kind of get it and know how to just stay out of each other's way, and everybody just does their part, and we haven't had any problems.
Oh man, you two are adorable.
I'm lucky.
How long have you been living together?
Yeah, for a year now. I mean,
exactly. Like, yeah. Just wait. We'll talk in a few years. A
couple of years from now.
See how it goes. No, but there is, like, legit, there's so many things that people do where they do just these little nitpicky things that they know is going to drive their significant other crazy, and I love hearing them.
Yeah.
They're just so funny.
So what we're going to do is this for you guys.
Coming up. Go. Next with the JP Coriel and Husker Nick Show.
On Facebook and Twitter. I'll get it up there for you. What do you do on purpose that you know is going to make your significant other mad? And if you're willing to reveal that, we'll hook you up with Husker football tickets for this weekend.
Nice.
And where you may or may not be going with that significant other, just depending on how much you poke the bear. You can also stay anonymous and direct message us and possibly avoid that awkwardness, but have a chance to win. So get it up on Facebook. It's up there now. Kix96.9 on Facebook. Go to Twitter as well. Our one big thing is a chance for you to check out the Huskers live, taking on Fordham this weekend. And all you have to do is come clean about what you do on purpose that makes your significant other mad. You can find it on the Kix page on Facebook, KX969, on Twitter as well. Guy by the name, he goes by You Betcha on TikTok and YouTube. How to make your wife happy, and it's not anything that would make your wife happy. In fact, these are things that probably would upset them on purpose. Like you poke the bear. This is how you poke the bear when you're with your significant other. If you're willing to reveal that to us, you can post it on the Facebook page, KX969, or Twitter, KX969. Or if you need to stay anonymous and possibly avoid awkwardness, and you can just say, hey, I won tickets on Kix. You don't even have to tell them how you won the tickets. I mean, it may get back to them if they are friends listening to the station, which is a possibility. But hey, you want free tickets to the game. You got to post it up Facebook or Twitter, KX969. What you do on purpose that you know is going to make your significant other mad. You can get that up there and have your chance to win. Tomorrow we'll be back with Dana Redumbum. Chance to win Husker football tickets with JP Mix's guest and more. If you miss any of the show today, catch it on our podcast at KZKX.com.